Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out in VG247's podcast.
Here, what's the best game where you swing from a rope? And what's the best game where you batter the Pope?
Assassin's Creed 2.
Like I said, you will find out in this your podcast.
Hello and welcome to VG247's Best Games Ever podcast, where we attempt to find the best game within a very specific category. For example, this week we're looking for the best detective game, inspired by the either recent or imminent release, depending on when this goes out, of Detective Pikachu Returns. Detective Pikachu is, of course, one of the better video game to film adaptations, although as good a film as it was, the only thing I can really remember about it was the fact that in the run-up to release, everyone insisted that the only actor worthy of playing Detective Pikachu is Danny DeVito. I'm trying to link that to Tom Ori, and I can't. But I feel
quite offended. Isn't Dan DeVito mostly famous now for not wearing a shirt and being oiled up in like
in Always Sunny? Always Sunny, yeah.
Right? That's his thing now.
I think he's still like more famous for like Twins, right?
Nobody, I bet most people listening to this have no idea what that is.
I've got a really bad frog in my throat. Sorry. Bloody hell! Sorry about that. Where were we?
No one knows what Twins is, I think is what we were saying.
Okay. Nobody knows what Twins is?
Don't know what that is. I know him as like Penguin from Batman and the cover on my body pillow right now.
How are you aware of Batman Returns but not Twins?
Batman is like a cultural icon.
It's Batman, yeah.
Whereas like Twins is a film where a small man is somehow the twin brother of a massive man.
Yeah.
It's not like that much of a big deal.
I think I do know what this is.
did you ever watch Twins growing up and think that's not realistic? Or
I'm an expert in twin physiology, so yeah.
This is already off the rails, I do apologize. But yeah, where I was trying to head to was the suggestion that if there was ever a film version of this podcast, I think you should be played by Danny DeVito.
He's quite funny, so
yeah, he's quite funny, often in an understated way, actually. But also, he's just like, I mean, he's ancient.
What was the one where it's like, it might be Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
And it's like a black comedy, and they're trying to kill someone. Do you remember that one?
Jewel of the Nile?
No.
Romantic.
That was like action comedy. That was action comedy. Yeah. Okay. This was like dark comedy.
Okay.
It's something about death, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember what it's called. Good podcasting, this.
Death Becomes Her?
No, not Death Becomes Her.
Okay.
No.
I mean,
someone will tell us. At some point, when someone else is talking and I switch off, I will Google it.
We're just playing guess the
film.
War of the Roses. That's it. War of the Roses.
I've never heard of that.
It's a good film.
He'll always be Matilda's dad to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably... this is just the Danny DeVito podcast now, isn't it?
I completely forgot about Matilda.
I'm glad I said to you, Jim, we've got to get this done really quickly.
Now we're talking
about Danny DeVito for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's because I didn't write an intro. All right, let's get through it because Tom has a meeting to go to. This is going to be one of those weird ones where we really bash through it. All right, Tom, do you want to go first?
Did we introduce everyone or not?
We don't need to. We've
not bothering.
We introduce people constantly.
Kelsey's there. Rebecca's there.
Kelsey and Rebecca are here. And
I'll do your job, Jim. It's fine.
Sorry, yeah, it's fine. Right. Okay. Well, you're the other one who's constantly giving me the hurry up, and then you're always like, "But we need to tell everyone who everyone is," and I don't agree with it.
No. All right. Did you say I've got to go first?
Yeah.
All right, so I didn't like this topic for various reasons, mostly because when I was thinking about the games, they were all kind of thinky games, games you've got to do thinking.
Thinky games?
Like, what's that one? Obra Dinn, that one?
Yeah.
That's like a detective game, right? And there's that one I played, the sort of detective game, it's like the Idol... Curse Idol or something like that.
Case of the Golden Idol?
That one, yeah. Which I'm just not smart enough to play. Like, I tried playing it for a few days. I got to, like, chapter 3 or something. I was like, nope, I just can't. my brain can't hold all the information needed to do it well enough.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think what games are sort of detective-y but not thinky. And then I was thinking about like where detectives might be and the kind of scenarios I might get into. And I was thinking about a moment in my life when a detective would have been really useful, maybe, mm-hmm. to solve a crime. And I was thinking about this time I was in Lidl.
Yeah.
I was in Lidl one point in the past, and I heard someone say, do a poo, right?
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? What's going on here?
That is weird.
And I turned, like you would, in like haste, see what was going on. Mm. And there was a
like
child.
Like Columbo exit in a room, right? You turned like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a detective would do if he was there. And I saw a child on a potty doing a poo in Lidl next to the pastries.
Yeah.
Right? So I couldn't believe my eyes. And I thought, if only a hard-nailed ex-detective was on the scene to sort this out, right? Someone like Max Payne in the best one, Max Payne 3.
Well, just as an aside, what would a detective do in that situation? Because it's
whip
like
out the guns, shoot everyone.
Right. Okay. So that's not really detective. Because it's not.
That's what he does. That's what Max Payne does now. Right. He's done his detecting.
You know.
He's done with that. He's retired. Now he's on to the next part of his life, shooting people.
I was going to, because you know, you don't need a detective in a situation where there's a child in front of everyone. It's pretty clear who's
probably
the
on
culprit.
Security footage. I mean, I'd love to see it one day. Like, hopefully, I'm captured, just looking in disbelief at this child defecating next to the pastries. Which, if you don't know, Lidl, the pastries are exposed to everything. Right, you can just reach in and grab whatever you want. There's no barrier there.
Yeah, it's very continental.
Yeah, so an amazing story, that one, but it fits very nicely with the detective theme of this podcast.
Yeah,
and Max Payne, who was a detective, probably didn't do everything by the book, but these days is done with that. New life, shooting people who get in his way, like the toddler doing a poo in Lidl.
Okay.
Oh, God, that story's horrific, Tom. I can't believe I've never heard it before.
I know, right?
Yeah, you'd think it would come
up. I'd bring that up every day if that happened to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm still gobsmacked by this child pooing in Lidl story, but and I fully understand the link to Max Payne 3, which is, if I remember rightly, set in Brazil, right?
Yeah, I mean.
And you like Brazil, don't you? Because of football.
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike Brazil. I mean, there is a level in Max Payne set in a stadium, Max Payne 3, very good level.
Yeah.
In a stadium.
Yeah.
But yeah, Max Payne 3 is my choice because, unlike the other, I'm guessing what the other game's going to be, quite boring, quite dull, clicking through words, etc. Right? I don't want to assume too much, but let's just agree that's probably what they're going to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My game.
Well, you read us like a book.
My game does away with all that stuff. Person there, shoot them, bam. Yeah. Slow mo dive, blam, they're dead.
Yeah.
Bald head, nice Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's very effective detective work.
He's not a detective anymore.
Yeah.
But he uses his experience as a detective to hunt down the baddies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, so your interpretation of best detective game is just there's a guy in it that used to hold the rank of detective.
The one
the
where
best,
you eschew detective work.
Yeah,
the best detectives
yeah.
are always the ex-detectives.
Yeah. Is
like
that
in,
true?
Like in Stephen King's Mr. Mercedes series, right?
Yeah.
Retired detective.
Yeah,
he's a retired detective, but he still is a private detective. He's a retired
private.
Police detective. He's a private detective.
Yeah, but he's not longer a detective in the official police sense, which is why I saw this podcast criteria. So
he's still a
detective in that he's got the experience of one, and he's a much more interesting detective than any of the real ones that are still detectives.
Yeah.
Like Max Payne.
There's an entire series of Sherlock Holmes games, there's an entire series of Poirot games, there's like there's an entire series of like really critically acclaimed Batman games if you really wanted to fold an action game into. I'm just saying, like in terms of as a genre, right? As a genre, detective games is so broad and encompasses so many.
Yeah, that's why I picked Max Payne 3.
Where you do actually do detective work, which can, if you want them to be, Tom, full of action, decent combat, all that Batman, sort of stuff.
Batman doesn't kill people, does he? That's his thing.
But we have spent 11 minutes talking about Danny DeVito and then Max Payne.
I think everyone listening to this will agree that Max Payne is one of the best detectives in video games. Max Payne 3... maybe isn't a great, not maybe everyone thinks that's the best one, but I think it's the best one.
Yeah.
In terms of pure action and spectacle.
I think it's I think it's the most playable Max Payne game, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, okay, let's move on from Max Payne before I get fixated on the idea. Okay, Rebecca, this is like your topic.
It is. Oh, I volunteered when you said, can we have anyone for the best detective game podcast. I think I volunteered within about 4 seconds.
Yeah,
definitely detective games have got a claim to being one of my favorite game genres overall. It was a massive task trying to pick one for this.
And so I
circled loads because obviously we said as a joke yesterday I should pick either Gabriel Knight or Danganronpa because I've picked them on the previous pods I've been on, and it would be so funny if I just always hammered those two franchises to death. But actually there's so many more that I've played, like the Ace Attorney games are great, Ghost Trick Phantom Detective is great. I'm currently playing the first Detective Pikachu, actually, so all of those. But it was like for the first time, so I don't know where this is going, but I imagine it's somewhat like the film, which I've seen a lot, but but I decided to narrow it down because otherwise it would be too huge a task. I was gonna have to pick a game where you actually play someone who was employed as a detective, because so many of those games, you're like, you're a lawyer or a student or whatever. And I was like, okay, it needs narrowing down. So let's choose an actual detective. Runner up, surprisingly, I remembered this almost last minute. One of the first games I ever played as a kid was...
Max Payne 2?
No, I'm afraid not. It was a Detective Barbie game. And genuinely, like with hindsight, the Detective Barbie games were fantastic. And there's probably a lot of my love for detective games. It's so good.
Yeah.
I will send you a link because I rebought it on eBay when I remembered it the other day for like £8.
Yeah, I want to give this a whirl.
It's so good. It's really, honestly, like I went through that phase that we all went through of being like, I don't like Barbie anymore now. And then I was like, no, actually, those games are pretty good. And we were lucky to have that sort of thing aimed at young girls at the time. And probably the fact that I love that game in the 90s has got a lot to do with the fact that I love detective games and have this love of detective games like throughout my life. But for my actual pick, and I'm really glad that you mentioned, Jim, the Sherlock Holmes series, the Frogwares series, because like, my pick has to have the greatest detective in it. Otherwise, it's not good enough for this topic if it doesn't have the greatest detective, and the greatest detective is Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
We all know it. So,
do we?
Yes. Mm. Yes, we do. Look it up. He is the most portrayed character on screen ever or something. It's ridiculous. Like there's just no contest there. I've allowed a little bit of recency bias to come into my selection of which game of the dozen that Frogwares have put out to choose. Because I'm currently playing, alongside Detective Pikachu, I'm playing Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1. And in many ways, although it took me a while to get into it, now that I'm fully invested in the world and the kind of style that it's done in, I'm like, this might be the best game that Frogwares have done. And in that sense, I think it is also the best detective game. And the reason that I think that is because they changed it. They made it an open world, which is why I had some trouble sort of investing to begin with, because I was like, open world detective game, really? Like, I'll go out and say I liked L.A. Noire, but I played it like it was a linear game. I ignored all of the open world stuff in L.A. Noire.
Probably
and just played
for the
it.
Best, yeah.
Yeah, it's jank. But the story was good. This is what I love about Chapter 1 now that I'm really invested is the fact that it gives you like a little tasting platter of every different type of detective game out there. It's got bits where you go and do a bit of combat. It's got bits where you talk to people to get information. It's got bits where you're finding clues in the environment, and it mixes them all up in different ways. There are different sort of levels of cases, from little incidental ones you pick up on the street to the sort of big overarching case that's the center of the story. And I just think if I was trying to recommend to someone like a game to find out whether you like detective games, it would have to be this one. You know, it's a great example of what modern detective games can be. And yet it's still got that delightful AA jank to it, which I think is also quite important to enjoying genre games like detective games, like horror games, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
There has to be like quite a sense of rooting for the little guy. Like, especially like with stuff like Frogwares games are, I really hate the overuse of the word charming, but I'm going to say it. Like, they have a charm to them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they know it as well, and they play on it in a lot of their work.
Yeah. I was actually quite disappointed that the most recent Frogwares one is a remake of The Awakened, the Cthulhu one.
Yes.
Just because I thought, like, that game, the original Awakened, is such a... It comes from that era where they were still really finding their feet with those games, and I think it was probably a misstep. And you got that teleporting Watson and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I'd rather see, like... I love the chapter one version of Sherlock, and I'd like to see where he goes after he's done with the island and stuff.
It's quite a big time skip, isn't it? I haven't played Awakened yet. It's sort of next on my to play pile, but
it's
like an 8-year time jump or something. So you miss the immediate, I guess, aftermath of. But mind you, the Frogwares series is always run sort of in a random order, so they could always go back to it later. I kind of hope they do, because I'm quite attached to young Sherlock and his. Terrible, terrible social skills. It's just
it's really good. Yeah,
has it got charming. Any slow-mo dive shooting in it?
Yes, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. Might play it.
It actually does.
Might play it.
The combat's probably the worst part, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's like it's slightly Batman-ish, isn't it? I think the last thing I did in that because I played a lot of that game and then I grasshoppered away from it, but I keep intending to go back. But the last thing I remember doing is one of those combat challenges and just thinking like this is mad.
The enemies are so fast. They all just like it's too much like being in a real fight with 20 people because they all just surround you and kick the shit out of you. Can I swear?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Nobody keeps an eye on this. It's fine.
Fair enough.
But Chapter One's a great game, actually. And the Frogwares series is one of those ones where it's like there's a definite progression. Every game is better than the last one.
Mm.
Just because you can see in real time how they've just gotten better and better at making games. So, I think recency bias is fully justified with that series in particular.
Because
it's like, you know, you try to play the older ones and they're just too janky.
I actually replay them quite frequently and I think they hold up, but like when you go back to the sort of 2002 original, it's pretty bad, but it's so entertainingly bad that I will still sit for 6 hours and just replay it occasionally just to love how bad it is.
It's such a good series. All right, okay. That's a really good pick. Cool. And I would say more of a detective game than Max Payne.
Sorry, you tell that to his face.
All right, okay, Kelsey, what have you got for us? Because this is also kind of your genre as well, right?
Yeah, this was really difficult, and also I didn't realize that the detective genre was one of my favorite genres until I started like diving into this more and realizing how much I'd played and how many of my favorite games belong to this genre.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I guess I'm a detective game person. I put Jim through the motions with changing my mind because my first thought was, oh, I'm going to talk about Ghost Trick, but then I was like, oh no, I have to talk about Hotel Dusk, and then. I finally kind of shot out of bed at like 8 this morning. It was kind of like my first thought when I woke up, and I just immediately sat up and was like, no, I've changed my mind again. I need to message Jim. And I've settled on Professor Layton and the Curious Village.
Oh.
So I wish I could just pick the entire series because like they've got something for everyone, really. There's so many games now. I think there's like 6. But that first Professor Layton game, Curious Village, was probably one of the first games I ever actually completed by myself. Don't get me wrong, spent a lot of time passing it back and forth with my mum, trying to get her to solve puzzles for me, which in itself was one of the reasons why the game's so great, because I think it's a good excuse to like bond with people around you. I don't know. Me and my mum did a lot of bonding through sharing the puzzles in that game. We'd have our own separate saves going on. That's
really
but,
nice.
yeah, being one of the first games that I completed, it was obvious that I had to pick this one. And obviously, anyone who knows me knows that Professor Layton's probably up there as one of my favourite series of all time, because I just think it's perfect. We're not going to talk about the spin-offs that they did later down the line, but the first few games themselves on the Nintendo DS and even the 3DS, perfect. It's all just these beautiful illustrated environments that you're like forced to explore to like unlock more puzzles, more clues to solving your mysteries. And then you've got these really like wacky eccentric characters that I think probably, aside from the puzzles themselves, are probably one of the highlights of the game. I very much love like revisiting the game and going back to these characters that I'm familiar with but won't quite remember fully. And then it all kind of slowly came back to me just how weird they all are. It's kind of, it's that straightforward detective game. Like, yeah, you're going to solve this mystery, but there's just so many odd things about it that make it more entertaining than just, oh, you're doing some reading and solving some mysteries. It's like there is that really odd thread there that makes you want to actively play it more, and that's why I just can't get enough. And then bring on Head of Steam, please.
That's such a good pick.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful game.
I just want to say that I also completed Max Payne 3, like Kelsey completed this game, right? So if we're going on that as a criteria, I finished it multiple times.
It's
right?
Just got that also, special place in my heart because it was the first game.
I said to my mum at the time, do you want to play this? We can bond over it. She said no. Max Payne 3.
It's Max Payne 3.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
I mean, that's sad in a way, Tom. Did you have you bonded with anyone over Max Payne 3? Your brother?
I think so. No.
Have you let your son play it?
No, definitely not. Yeah. No, he's not allowed to play games beyond a 12 rating at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
quite cool. You should play some Professor Layton with your son.
That's a good tip, actually.
He's not into that. He likes ultra violence.
Wait, ultra violence, the actual game?
No.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think he's old enough to play that.
Like,
if he's into ultraviolence, you should get him on Max Payne.
Killing all those squids in Splatoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cartoon violence. Okay. Yeah, Professor Layton's a great pick. Actually, I bonded with my mum over Professor Layton because...
I was going to say this. I've got quite a few friends that... Like, Professor Layton comes up in conversation because I was playing it again recently. And quite a few of them were like... have memories of having played it or at least played it with a parent, which I think is just really cute. Like even now when I was replaying it recently, whenever I got stuck on a mini game or puzzle, before I would Google it, I would send it to my friends and be like, hey, have a try of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And even then, like the discussions that they got themselves into.
There's a really
it's
good
just,
social
It's just nice.
Aspect.
I don't know. I like a good game where you can discuss it, and what's better than a detective game with a bunch of like tricky puzzles and brain teasers in it? They're the perfect thing to talk about with someone. So. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, okay. I got to go and pick something now. And
can we just put the jingle in, but don't play it for time purposes?
Do I have to...
Yeah, put the jingle in. We've listened to the jingle and terrible jingle, isn't it? Go on, Jim.
I can't really fake it, though, because it's video, Tom. Like, I can't just put the jingle in.
Just play us backwards without the sound. No one will know. But then they will know when they listen to this bit. That was smart.
No, I need proper footage of you reacting to it, Tom. I just can't do the jingle this week. Which I know everyone's going to be quite sad about because it is... You know, it has become for some people inexplicably a highlight of the week, which I find baffling.
Just play it now. Go on. We can't let people down. I'll be late. I'll explain. We had to play the jingle.
The guy who made that I haven't spoken to him for weeks, and I don't know if he listens to this regularly, but I wonder how he feels about every week people getting more and more dismayed and annoyed by this.
I'm going to start standing up and doing TikTok dances for the bit.
All right, okay. Tom, I can feel Tom's eyes sort of staring right through my soul, willing me to wrap this up quickly, so which is what I'm going to attempt to do. Okay, all right. First of all, I love the audacity, Tom, in picking possibly the one detective game that has no detective work in it whatsoever.
I don't understand the issue.
It's not an issue. I just think it's a really novel approach, and I think it's actually perfectly valid to say that this is the best detective game because it's the one where you just go around shooting people, and you know, like a lot of people insist that Judge Dredd is like the best detective in fiction because he just goes around like. Because he's a fascist and does a lot of violence, which people, for some reason, really respond to. I'm not saying Max Payne 3 is a fascist. I'm just saying Max Payne 3 is a fascist. That's a good one. That's a great quote, isn't it? Put that on.
Max Payne 3 is 100% the best of these games, though, right?
Yeah.
Everyone
I thought you were
going to
say something entirely different then, like Max Payne 3 is entirely pro-fascist. He is a bit fascist, isn't he, Max Payne? He does shoot a lot of people. Is that inherent? I don't know. Is that actually fascist? We're getting fixated on fascism now.
It's quite a heavy topic to try and address in this podcast.
Yeah.
A podcast on a strict schedule.
Yeah, exactly. We've got 6 minutes to hash this out. All right, okay. I really admire it, Tom. It's very, very, very Bill Cliff-esque to try and.
I don't like this comparison to Bill Cliff. And I like every how time you, I say something that's not.
I like how you're once again standing in for Bill Cliff. I can't. It's clearly not a better detective game than either of the other two.
That's because you've got this idea in your head of what detective game is. And you came into this very close-minded.
I'm acknowledging that. And it's a very valid approach. But, okay, so Sherlock Holmes chapter 1.
It doesn't fit in your criteria, that's fine. I mean, just admit that you are making this choice without properly considering all the options carefully.
I'm considering it. I'm considering it right in front of you in real time.
You said, but you've got this criteria that you're unwilling to change.
Exactly. So Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1, great detective game. Just generally a good game and a bit of a genre kind of crossover, as you mentioned. I love those Frogware games. And I think the other thing it kind of nails is that it's kind of got, because it's set on that Mediterranean island, I think it's a fictional Mediterranean island.
It is. It's not Malta.
Yeah,
basically.
Not Malta, yeah. And it's like, and it's obviously like it's the Victorian period. It's like the height of the British Empire. So like if you've got an English passport, you can basically just go wherever you want at that point in history. And I just love how it's like we're cutting about the Mediterranean, but everyone's got like an ancestral home on the island. And it's like, okay. I love that the scope of it kind of fans out because it starts off in a hotel and you're doing very kind of, you're almost doing kind of very Agatha Christie style stuff at the start of the game while it's teaching you the ropes. And then it opens out into this big kind of, it's basically Forza Horizon, but for figuring stuff out, which is great.
That's a great description of it. Yeah.
I think we have to give it to Professor Layton because, I really love that you reminded me of that social aspect. And it's probably one of the few detective games that has a big enough audience that it can be a bit of a water cooler game. People will actually, like, as you say, people will share puzzles with each other and discuss solutions and bond with family members. Like, when you said like about bonding with your mum, I remember bonding with my mum. I wasn't playing it directly.
We don't know that's true, do we?
No, it's true. Like, my mum loves puzzle games, but, like, isn't the best at technology. So, like, I'm often just, like, helping her work the thing.
Whatever, the choice we've made. If I'd have picked The Forgotten City, the kind of mystery adventure sort of detective game set in Rome,
Yeah.
Would I have won? Would I have won because of the because you just love everything Rome?
Do you think I would have been like, well, because it's related to ancient Rome, I would have gone for that.
Yeah.
It's more of a time travel story though, isn't it?
Right, fine, I give up.
All right, okay. Well, you can't pick it now anyway, Tom. It's done.
Yeah, but it's in your head now.
Yeah.
What if I had done?
Which specific Professor Layton was it again, Kelsey? Sorry?
Professor Layton and the Curious Village, the first one.
Professor Layton and the Curious Village, the very first one. Yeah, I'm quite happy to call that the best detective game. And we better move on because Tom's raging again. Thank you so much for listening. Would it be, considering the shambles that this show has been in because of me directly, really cheeky to ask people to give us a 5-star review this week? Please give us a 5-star review in your podcast platform of choice. You don't have to feel it in your heart, just do it because it helps us out.
The last review was a 1-star review.
Was it?
1-star.
Was it?
Can you believe it?
What did we do?
What did they
say about Football Manager? But I think they were wanting it to come back. They were angry that it's gone.
Is Football Manager a detective game? Could you have argued that? Back.
I could have done it at the time, but I can't be arsed anymore.
I bet.
There's only so many times you can talk about Football Manager before it begins to get... test you, you know?
Yeah. And it's at the point where Tom's even bored by his own voice.
Isn't a new thing happening every week, so it's fine.
Right, okay. All right, thanks very much. Please tune in next week where we haven't decided what the topic is yet because this is like 5 weeks in advance and nobody's got the capacity to think that far ahead. Okay, bye everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.